Welcome to the Friday, October the 11th episode of Briefings with Butts, our 11th episode of the 24-25 school year. I'm your host, Dr. Jeff Butts, superintendent of the Metropolitan School District of Wayne Township. This weekly podcast is an important district communication tool for our staff, so thank you for carving out just about 10 minutes to listen each week. We hope this weekly update keeps you informed, connected, and most importantly, celebrates the great things happening in our schools. Well, first, I'd like to congratulate this week's trivia winner, Katie McKinney at Bridgeport Elementary School. Congratulations, Katie. You win a Jeans Day for yourself and for your team. Well, let's dive into the highlights from another great week in our district. Thank you to all of our teachers for meeting with parents throughout this week. We know the different schools were having parent-teacher conferences on different days. And by the way, we also know that the two afternoons or two evenings that are scheduled for those parent-teacher conferences are not nearly enough. So thank you for going additionally to meet parents during the day, before school, after school, throughout the week, and maybe for several weeks. We just really appreciate you taking the time to share the progress of your students with their parents and helping to build those strategies to connect home and school so we can better serve our students in the classroom and at home. On Monday, we held our regular school board meeting. School board members also had the opportunity to check out the progress at a few of our construction sites this week, both at Ben Davis High School and at the new transportation center. Both of those projects are coming along extremely well. We're very excited for all that they're going to be able to provide for our students and our staff. And we held our community leaders meeting at Grand Hall at Westlake Gardens, one of our facilities, part of ESEC, the Emergency Services Education Center. Our community leaders got to hear more about work-based learning initiatives and CEMET's iLab, which is studying apprenticeships in the state of Indiana. Also, Employ Indy's Modern Apprenticeship Program with our students. We had five of our students and one individual from Employ Indy. They all were participated in a panel discussion with Dr. Rebecca Doherty Saunders facilitating that. It was absolutely wonderful to hear from our students about their employment opportunities that they have as a student at Ben Davis High School and Ben Davis University High School, half day, and in the workplace the other half day. And today I had the opportunity to attend the Indiana Latino Institute's Hispanic Heritage Month luncheon. It was a great event as we draw near to the end of Hispanic Heritage Month on October the 15th, just around the corner. And of course, we're wrapping up our last week of fall break, October the 14th through the 25th. We hope everyone has an amazing fall break. But before that, we want to talk to somebody really special as our guest today. We know that November is just around the corner, especially after we get back from fall break. And so with November also comes open enrollment for our health insurance. So we have today Shandy Brickler, our district expert for all things benefits, to share more about open enrollment. Shandy, what can we expect this year for open enrollment?
Absolutely. It's come up fast, hasn't it?
It certainly has.
So once again, open enrollment will be November 1st through November 15th.
So just about 2 weeks. So it's important, November 1st through the 15th, for anybody who's wanting to participate in our health insurance, that they get on that open enrollment form and make sure to take care of all of the enrollment options that are available.
Yes. As in past years, everyone will need to re-enroll. This includes recent new hires. This includes employees that may only have a couple of voluntary benefits, such as life insurance. Everyone will need to go into the benefits portal and complete that re-enrollment.
What if somebody doesn't take our insurance? Do they need to go in and decline?
Yes.
Okay, so every single employee will need to get into the portal, will need to make sure to either accept and click all the things they want to participate in, or to decline our insurance.
Yes, this is also a great time to update your beneficiaries. Should you have had a change in the past few months or this past year?
Really important. I knew of, we have had individuals in this corporation who did not change their beneficiary information. Maybe they were in a divorce or had a death, and then something happened to them, and all of their benefits ended up going to maybe an individual that they did not want to receive all those benefits, like an ex-spouse.
Yes, that would be very difficult.
Yes, yes. And the current spouse gets nothing because the beneficiaries were not updated.
Exactly.
We have had that happen a few times in my career here in Wayne Township, so that's a very important reminder. What else?
There will be a call center again.
Excellent.
That will be available Monday through Friday.
Okay.
The information, I am hoping to send out the guide and all of the important things. the week we return back from fall break.
And there's, so you mentioned the guide. There is a lot of information in there. It's important, and I'm not a very good instruction follower when I get a package and I'm trying to put something together. But I do know that there are very clear steps that help guide us through this process if we will just take the time to read and to absorb the information that's in the guide.
Yes, and please keep that guide for future reference. The very last page of the guide will have all of the provider's information, the group number, and the website, and their customer service number as well.
Excellent information when we have to go back and revisit that. Now, remind me, when we go through that, when we go through the sign-up, does it tell us what we had in the previous year, the previous plan? Like, will it tell me which high deductible plan I was on before, or whether or not I took any additional voluntary insurance?
Yes, it will default to what you currently have for 2024.
Okay, so the default will be there. If I want to change, then obviously I'm going to click on a different option. But if I want it to continue, if I want to stay right where I have my plan this year, because the plan design is not changing.
Exactly.
Okay. And so I'll just need to make sure to go through and to navigate through each one of those options and determine if I want to continue that.
Yes. Just go page by page. Each benefit will come up and you can either choose to keep what you have or change it.
Excellent. So if somebody has questions, there's going to be a call center number. Will they receive an email on November the 1st to be able to click and to start that process?
Yes, you will receive an email each day that you have not gone into the portal.
Very good.
And each day you have not completed. So if you've logged into the portal but you hadn't finished your enrollment, you will also receive an email.
Who does that come from?
That will come from me.
Okay, so you're going to blow up our inbox.
I am for 2 weeks.
14, 15 days.
Yes.
Okay. So look for that email from Shandy Brickler, B-R-I-C-K-L-E-R. It'll be coming out November 1st and every day after that until November 15th. Now, what happens on November 15th when somebody has still not completed?
If, again, you will receive an email on that last day.
Okay.
The good thing is the last day is on a weekday, so you can call the call center if you want. Mm-hmm. However, the call center is closed at 5 o'clock.
Okay.
So if it's after 5, you have to do it on your own in the portal.
And then on day 16, November 16th, for those who did not do anything, do we reach out to them individually to say you need to go into decline, or are they automatically declined?
They're automatically declined.
Automatically declined. All right. So it defaults to a decline, but we do want everybody to go in and make sure to voluntarily tell us whether or not you want to take your insurance and to participate in our plan. Now, shifting gears, we have a couple benefit options, a couple opportunities for people to earn some extra money or get some extra money into their health savings account.
Yes, we have two ways for your, like you said, your HSA health savings account. You have the opportunity to earn up to $500.
Mm-hmm. Per covered adult.
So if you have your spouse on there, you can earn up to $500 for them as well for doing your physical and the modules.
Yes.
There will be an instruction sheet sent out on the open enrollment guide for that as well. The time frame for that is July 1st, 2024,
okay,
through June 30th, 2025.
Excellent. So basically our fiscal year.
Yes.
And so July 1st, so it's already started. So if somebody got their physical in August, they're good to go.
Yes. Anyone that completes their physical from July 1 to December 31st will receive those funds in the first pay in February.
And how do they access the modules again?
The modules, you can, if you have a login, you would just log in.
Okay.
And if not, you can email the Wayne Wellness Coaches.
And is that link on our benefits page?
Yes.
Okay. And so you mentioned the Wayne Wellness Coaches because there are some biometrics that employees need to meet in order to get that extra incentive. But if they don't meet those biometrics, how do they get that incentive?
You can choose to do health coaching with the coaches for sessions. You can then earn the money that you know, for the biometrics that you did not pass. And then you have until October 31st to complete that. So for this year's money that you've already earned, if you did not pass those biometrics, you have until October 31st to still earn that.
So that would be October 31st of 2025.
Yes, the next year's money.
Yes. Excellent. And are there other opportunities, other benefits that we participate in for employees to know about?
We also have, if you have the critical illness plan, the hospital plan, or the accident plan, you can earn wellness money for that as well that comes directly to you. This is with our voluntary benefit of Sun Life.
Yes. And when is that typically due by?
That is a calendar year benefit. Okay. So if you have completed your physical, mammogram, dental exam, vision exam within 2024, you submit a claim by December 31st, 2024.
Asking for a friend. What if you are not sure if you've submitted that already? Is there a place on our pay stub? Is there somewhere that we could find out if we've already submitted that?
Unfortunately, not on your pay stub because the money comes directly to you from Sun Life. So you can call Sun Life.
Okay.
Their customer service number. Or you should have received a confirmation email when you filed that claim with them online.
From Sun Life.
Yes.
Excellent. I think the... it's important to note that all of this is really to, because we are a self-insured district, meaning that basically all of our participants are the ones who are funding our healthcare and or our healthcare plans. And that is done through trying to be as well as we possibly can. We know that things happen and that's what insurance is for. But the biometrics and the wellness coaches and all of the things that are in place really are to help people to better manage their own health care, to better manage their own wellness, so that we can be better stewards or as good of stewards as we possibly can with our own health insurance plans.
Absolutely.
And I know that you and the health insurance committee, because there is a health insurance committee that meets annually, and talks about the plans, looks at, and actually they meet throughout, I believe, quarterly to look at kind of the difference between claims and, where we are trending for the course of the year to know if we are on track to be within where we need to be in order to continue to be self-insured or if we need to make some adjustments in that. And so really appreciate the work that you do. I know that you field an awful lot of phone calls, especially during that 14-day window of open enrollment, and just want to say thank you on behalf of me as a participant in our health care plan, our health insurance, and on behalf of our district for all that you do to support all almost 2,300 employees who are have the option to be involved.
Of course. It's always good to talk to everyone, and you can call me or email at any time, and during PD day, I will be in the library for questions and help with enrollment. I will also have an Anthem rep with me for individual questions if people need assistance as well.
I'm glad you brought that up because that's coming up within the window. So November the 5th is when we're going to have Wayne Learns. And I believe there's going to be some sessions also.
Yes, there are a few sessions. One is geared toward our voluntary benefits, such as Sun Life and HSA. The other will have an Anthem rep in the session as well as our broker. For specific talks on Anthem and their tiers, because I know there's been a lot of discussion on that. So they will delve into that, specifically the medical plan.
Excellent. And we had a session just a few weeks ago, actually, here at the Ed Center, and appreciate everybody that came out to that to hear more from Anthem and from Apex Benefits and to learn more about our healthcare plan. It is something that is if you're not in it every day, if you're not dealing with your health insurance, it can get confusing, and there's a lot
very
to
much.
It.
Very much.
And that's why we rely on the professionals.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if Wayne Learns, we're going to talk more about Wayne Learns, actually, after we get back from break. It's going to be our topic for our podcast as we return from break, from Briefings with Butts. However, it is important as you're going through your schedule for Wayne Learns, if you are interested in attending one of these sessions for healthcare, make sure to sign up for those, or as Shandy mentioned, she's going to be available all day in order for you to come in. And if you have some specific questions that are unique to you or somewhat unique to you and you want to talk one-on-one, we'll have some representatives there for you to be able to do so. Shandy, thank you so much for joining us.
You are very welcome.
Well, coming up, good luck to the Giants football team in tonight's last home game before the postseason against Lawrence Central. Also, we just want to remind you to have a great fall break. We hope you're able to recharge, to do some things that you'd like to do, and just to enjoy the 2 weeks of fall break. Well, that's it for this week. Be sure to tune in when we return from fall break for the latest on what's happening in the MSD of Wayne Township. Before we wrap up this episode, I want to end with our mission and vision. It's the reason why we're here. Our mission, to activate and accelerate student learning. And our vision, to develop great people. Thank you for the impact you make each and every day. And remember, I am Wayne, you are Wayne, we are Wayne. Thanks for listening, and have a great 2 weeks.